The president of the National Farmers and Fishermen Award Winners Association of Ghana, Philip Abayori, says unless government prioritizes irrigation, increasing agriculture production will be a mirage. Speaking to Radio Ghana ahead of this year's Farmers and Fishers Awards Day, Mr. Abayori said the total land space under irrigation now is not enough for the nation to scale up food production.
When it comes to agriculture, you know definitely that agriculture is the bedrock of our country because it employs 60% of our population and also the source of our livelihood so far as food security is concerned. And looking at the global economic indicators, it is clear that agriculture will take the lead to be able to transform the developing countries such as Ghana and Africa as a whole. In the case of Ghana, our country, we need to emphasize seriously on irrigation because of the climate change that is now currently at hand and then creating a lot of havoc to our daily lives so far as farming is concerned. So we need to look at irrigation, serious investment into irrigation infrastructure across the country to upscale our production level and also increase our employment opportunities. Thirdly, we need to apply appropriate technology, efficient technology that will reduce the dredging in the agricultural sector. And we need to also fourth, look at post-harvest management and value addition. That means that we need to invest seriously in post-harvest infrastructure, both public and private, and then also look at value addition to be able to get industry to propel the raw materials into finished products. If we are able to do this, then definitely agriculture will still have its place, and what will happen, we will reduce the imports. The burden on government to put in foreign exchange to import will totally be reduced drastically. Employment generation will increase. We will also have a very better market opportunities, not only in Ghana, but also across the world.
Philip, we already have some irrigated lands dotted all over the country, but that is not enough looking at maintenance culture and the number of farmers who are benefiting. How are you looking at it? What should government prioritize? Should government go ahead to do massive irrigation all over the country or what?
We, since independence, we have only tapped 1% of our irrigation potential, and we have almost 1 million square hectares of inland water. That is a resource that we are underutilizing. Only 1%. So those irrigation facilities that are there, they are so minute. They are just 1% of the total water resource that we have. And they constitute 1% of our total gross production. So that is not enough. All we need to do is that we need to prioritize, change our focus, and also ensure that if we are putting irrigation facilities, how do we manage them? Just run systems across the communities and allow, just like they put water in your house, you are paying. So within wherever, especially in the dry areas, the savanna areas, if you can run pipelines, pump water, and the water gets to the community, the farmers will be prepared to use that water and pay. But it shouldn't be that you are institutionalizing it, where government to make that project and government is still 100% managing it and people are not paying for it. That is what is happening. Even if they are paying it for it, the overhead cost of even maintaining and managing that project becomes very high. So I think we need to look at the prioritize very well and ensure that, look, they need a demand-driven project where within that community, if you look at so many communities, by now after harvesting 6 months or 7 months, the farmers will be sitting down, they cannot work because there's no water. So if you provide water in that particular community, what will happen is that the farmers will work. And when they work, they will gain income. They will be prepared to pay for it. So it should be a kind of partnership where private sector operators will operate the system. It shouldn't be government operating it.
Mr. Abayori also touched on the availability and access to fund and loans as another important challenge which must be addressed.
The same should be in finance. When we are looking for agricultural finance, for instance, we are not getting so much. And if you look at that too, it's also a disincentive. People would have gone to borrow money in long term or medium term to be able to create their small system, but the funds are not there. So we need to also create an enabling environment where we used to have previously, some years ago, we have 20% of all bank loan portfolio going into agriculture, which was a law. If we cannot legislate it, we can find a way to talk to the banks and create some incentives for them to invest. Or even release funds in medium to long term for us to be able to borrow to enhance irrigation systems, post-harvest management systems, and also apply technology. But if we rely on only 6 months or 3 months kind of loan and you harvest, you are supposed to be paying, and the market is not even well organized. We need to also look at what we call standardization to come out and apply the laws. The laws already exist that all agricultural produce in the country should be standardized. You have to weigh the produce per kilo. You have to also at least grade them so that we have where humans will eat, the waste will go to animal consumption. All that is also adding value, because if you are selling anything at any cost, you don't have grade one, you don't have grade two, you don't have grade three, what is happening is that the farmer is going to lose. The consumer too is buying what is not, so paying for what is not quality. There's a lot which needs to be done, but it cannot be done with the public sector alone. It's not only government. It needs to be a partnership. The government sector needs to look at the private practitioners and then also collaborate to sit and share responsibility. And then in some cases, the projects will be public-private partnership where private people are bringing money on board. The public sector or the private sector is bringing knowledge on board or manpower on board. We need to have that collaboration. But it is going to be only public, that government alone. I don't think we'll be able to sustain our agricultural sector to a particular point that will be free enough to be able to handle our food in the country.
On marketing, Mr. Bayeri said farmers would have to control their own sales. He suggested private sector participation in transportation and establishment of farmers' scale centers using the weighing scale.